Welcome to the SearchITChannel.com podcast. This is Elaine Hom, Associate Features Editor. Today's podcast is a supplement to our FAQ guide on managed services. Joining me is managed services expert and Vice President and CIO of Intelligent Enterprise and MSP University, Eric Simpson. Thanks for joining us, Eric.
Thanks for having me, Elaine.
Today we'll be discussing a couple of questions from the FAQ guide, but a little more in-depth than on the site. Eric, can you tell us why service providers are shifting their models to include managed services delivery?
Certainly, Elaine. What we're seeing in the IT industry are more and more service and solution providers reducing their focus from commodity or transaction-based deliverables, such as break-fix services, and adopting a heavier services-based approach. And since, in addition to providing annuity-based service revenue that compounds month after month and year after year, increasing the value of the provider's practice, the managed services delivery model allows the provider to become more proactive in managing their customer networks and environments, allowing them to break away from that reactive firefighter role in their customer's perception. This then allows them to grow into that trusted advisor persona, which makes it easier to build the customer's trust and loyalty, allowing the MSP to sell them additional products, solutions, and services, which can improve efficiencies and productivity and reduce business pain and risk for their customers. These are just some of the reasons that MSPs move quickly from just another vendor in their customer's perception to a true long-term business partner.
Great. Can you also discuss how the delivery of managed services increases additional service and solution sales?
Sure, Elaine. Well, once the MSP has quote-unquote quieted the noise in their customers' networks, and since they're no longer conducting business as the reactive firefighter, they now have the time and ability to spend really understanding their customers' business goals and challenges and crafting solutions that address those challenges and help their customers meet those business goals. In addition, the MSP will carefully analyze monthly reports they produce for their customers from their remote monitoring and maintenance and service desk applications to identify cross-sell and upsell opportunities that, again, increase their customers' uptime and efficiencies. And because the MSP is their customer's trusted advisor at this point, they direct their customer's technology roadmap and participate in quarterly business reviews and IT budgeting meetings, which provides them opportunities to introduce these additional solutions. It's not unusual for an MSP to sell upwards of 30% more solutions to their managed services clients for these reasons.
And that's about all we have time for today. Thanks for joining us, Eric.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
To learn more about managed services in this FAQ guide, check out www.searchitchannel.com/services. This has been Elaine Hom of SearchITChannel.com, and thanks for joining us.